always insist on Robin Hood, America's fastest growing flower. Robin Hood, the all-purpose flower with the million-dollar secret blend.
Did you get a look at old Pappy out there, a do-si-doing all over the place?
Yes, I did, Curly, and I thought, considering everything, that Pappy appeared to be mighty spry.
Oh, sure, I agrees with you. Pappy'd be a pretty good dancer if it just wasn't for two things.
What two things?
His feet.
Now, Curly, you got to be careful of the way you talk about your elders. And anyway, Pappy's the one that invited us all over here tonight. So why don't you sing one of his old favorites, just in case you hurt his feelings, huh? Maybe he'd like to hear On Top of Old Smokey.
On top of Old Smokey, all covered with snow, I lost my true
Pappy, come over here a minute, will you? We haven't had one of those fiddle tunes from you yet tonight.
That's right.
Want to do it now, or did that dancing a while ago wear you out too much?
Oh, don't go making fun out of my dancing, Cousin Jack. I'm just as spry as I ever was. If I got my feet a mite tangled up a while ago, it's just because I ain't been sleeping so well lately.
Well, have you ever tried counting sheep, Pappy?
Well, yes, no. I did try it, but I made such a goddamn mess of it, you know. I ain't going to try it no more. I counted 10,000 sheep, put them on a train, and shipped them off the market, you know. And when I was through counting all the money I got for them, why, it was time to get up. Yes, sir? But I ain't too tired to play this here fiddle. Maybe the folks would like a little tune like Mary Ann Poker. Now, boys, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, well, now, I'd say there was quite a bit of life left in anybody who can play the fiddle like that. Wouldn't you, Grant?
Why, shucks, son, there ain't nothing to this business or living if you just mind your P's and Q's. Now, just look at me, the picture of health.
How about telling us your secret, Graham? Have you found the fountain of youth or something?
No, it ain't nothing fancy, Bob. I just never smoked or drunk none of them spirits. Never had too much and always get up at 6 in the morning.
Well, maybe that works for you, but my Uncle Emmett did all those things, too, and he only lived to be 75. Explain that.
Well, jumping horses, Buster, he just never kept it up long enough.
Well, maybe we could all do with a little more of your advice, Gramps. But Gus is standing up over there all ready to sing, so guess we'd best let him go ahead. All right, Gus.
Jealous heart, oh, jealous heart, stop beating. Can't you see the damage you have done? You have driven her away forever. Jealous heart, now I'm the lonely one. I was part of everything she planned for, and I know she loved me at the start. Now she hates the sight of all I stand for, all because of you, oh jealous heart.
Hey, that's great. That sure was.
Well, I can tell by the looks on the folks' faces, Gus, that must be one of their favorite songs. Now, how about doing that favorite of mine?
Robin Hood flower, Robin Hood flower, the all-purpose flower, Robin Hood flower.
You'll feel like singing about Robin Hood, too, when you bake the new Rita Martin cookie sensation, Captain Kidd's Treasures. Yes, Captain Kidd's Treasures, made with Robin Hood all-purpose flour, are cookies with a new, different, completely delightful quality. We had them at our house last night, and they were simply marvelous. They have the rich flavor of crunchy peanuts, the nourishing goodness of oats and corn, and the wonderful texture, the tempting appearance, the perfectly delicious taste that only Robin Hood flour gives. The children will love Captain Kidd's Treasures. The whole family will go for them. And they're so simple to make with Rita Martin's easy-to-follow directions. You know, Rita Martin, Robin Hood's famous home economist, tests every recipe over and over to ensure you perfect results with it. The recipe for Captain Kidd's Treasures, along with other great recipes, is on the Rita Martin folder inside every bag of Robin Hood flour. So get Robin Hood, the all-purpose flour with the million-dollar secret blend. Well, now before you folks all get up and get the party in again, let's gather in a little closer here and have the boys lead us in a hymn for the evening. Last night, the moon pulled anchor and sailed down the Milky Way. She peeped through a sanatorium window where a lonely shut-in lay. Then the moon seemed to shine much brighter. Each star seemed to nod its head, and the night became more peaceful when they heard what the shut-in said. Dear God, away up in heaven, I earnestly pray to thee. You'll answer my prayer now, won't you? Lay a healing hand on me. Dear Father, the world forgets me. I've been a shut-in so long. I'm needing your love, dear Jesus. Instill in my heart a song. I trust that I'm not asking too much of your heavenly wealth when I so humbly pray you to give me back my health. The moon sailed on her journey while the stars twinkled from above. The shut-in drifted to dreamland. What is greater than God's love? The poem I read while the boys were singing there was sent to us by one of our listeners over in Ellsworth, Wisconsin, Miss Dolores Feast. Now, if any of you folks would like us to read one of your favorites, just send them in to us. We'll be most happy to grant your request. Or perhaps you might like a copy of some of the poems we read. If so, the Robin Hood folks will be glad to see that you receive a copy. Just address your letters to Cousin Jack Houston in care of the Robin Hood Saturday Night Party here at WCCO.
Excuse me for interrupting, Cousin Jack, but I've been trying to get a chance to talk to Curly all evening. Just got to find out about something. Hey, Curly, when I came by your place on the way over here tonight, that old white mule of yours was just standing there stubborn-like in the middle of the road. What'd you do to get him to move?
Well, Jim, right after you passed us, the doc came by, and I asked him if he didn't have something to make that stubborn mule go.
Yeah.
And he opened up his little black bag and gave him about 15 cents worth of some kind of powder that made old Whitey toss his head and switch his tail and start a galloping right on down the road. Fact is, Jim, that blame powder, you know, that mule took off so fast I had to swallow a quarter's worth of that powder myself before I could catch it.
High in the mountain, in the kingdom of the pine, I lived with the best old pal I know, this old white mule of mine. When they have a dance in the valley, I quit my job at the still. I climb aboard my old white mule and go riding down the hill. His back caved in and his mighty thin, but his legs are strong and fine. So I sing a song as he carries me along, this old white mule of mine. Now the other night we quarreled, and I called him a nasty name. So he kicked me down the mountainside, but I loved him just the same. Now the judgment day soon is coming, and the golden stairs I'll climb. And I know St. Peter will welcome me on this old white mule of mine. His back caved in and he's mighty thin, but his legs are strong and fine. So I sing a song as he carries me along, this old white mule of mine. His back caved in and he's mighty thin, but his legs are strong and fine. So I sing a song as he carries me along, this old white mule of mine.
Closing theme, boys, huh?
We'll be back just because we know you'll be.
Well, guess it's about time to hitch up old Whitey and start for home. We've had a real bang-up time here at Pappy Weezer's tonight, and there's another party planned for next Saturday night. Why not come on out and join us? You can bring your lunch along if you want to, because all through the summer months, we'll be out at the Picnic Pavilion at the Excelsior Amusement Park. Our whole gang will be there to welcome you and see that you have an evening filled with fun at the Robin Hood Saturday Night Party. Tonight's show was written and produced for International Milling Company by Bob McKenzie. So long, we'll see you next Saturday. Good night.
But we know you'll be here at home when we come back to.
Now, this is Jack Houston reminding all you careful homemakers, if you want perfect baking results every time, results that are guaranteed, be sure to ask your grocer for
Robin Hood Flour, Robin Hood Flour.